Scott Mills. Radio
1. Right, so what do we do here, Chopper? Because a lot of people are saying, can you wait till after 5 to do the next chapter of the romantic novel? Because they're at work at the moment and they don't want to get, you know, a little twinge while they're at work. They quite like to be kind of on their own.
I'd play anyhow, because I really don't think he's going to give anybody a twinge.
Do you want to play it, yeah?
I think it's the least likely thing to give anybody a twinge.
All right, let's do it now. So, yesterday it was chapter 1 of A Long Hot Summer. This all started after we found out that, I saw a girl on the train, didn't I, reading one of these saucy novels that I thought women over 50 read. But no, loads of young people read these. So me and Laura had a bash at doing our own. And the response was huge yesterday. So, with Chappers playing the part of a Texan today, I would now like to play...
I don't think you need to emphasise that. It's obvious I'm playing the part of a Texan when you hear it.
Here is Chapter 2 of A Long Hot Summer by Stephanie Black on Radio 1. Let me know how this makes you feel. 8119. Susan knew she was not alone. She could hear someone entering the back door of her veranda. She gasped.
Zach!
It was Zach. He was 25, dark-headed and blue-eyed, with a lean physique and a wandering eye.
You took me by surprise,
she whimpered softly. He was even more handsome than she remembered. His spurs glistened in the dusky light, and she could smell his musky scent of Texan wood pine. She knew she had no choice. She had to surrender.
I meant to surprise you. I slipped in so you couldn't see me.
Oh, I missed you, Zach. Do you know how long I've been dreaming of this moment?
With that, he needed no more encouragement. Zach thrust himself forward and took off his hat. She tried to decipher the look that had come into his eyes. It was too late. His mouth was on hers. She welcomed the sweet invasion, her heart hammering at the familiar and welcome taste of him.
I knew you'd come back for me, Zach.
I couldn't leave you, little lady.
There it is, the next chapter of romantic fiction written by Stephanie Black, me and Laura. That was A Long Hot Summer. Hope you enjoyed it. Let me know how it made you feel. 8119. And hello to Mills and Boone, who are listening in their office at the moment. I am free if you do need more male writers. Email me, yeah? Let's talk.
Can I just ask you a question as Stephanie Black? That was chapter 2, obviously.
Yes.
It bore no relation to what happened yesterday in chapter 1.
No, the girl in it, Susan, she's very free and easy.
Okay, right.
Yeah, so that was another bloke, yeah.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.